I woke up and found Sewer tour. We're hitting them all. And this is a nice one. I've never played here before. And so what I'm doing is I'm playing a lot of these songs from my albums that I never get a chance to play. I assume that's why some of you are here. So I hope you have these albums. Because if you don't and you like the songs, you can't get them anymore. Of course, if you don't like the songs and you don't have the album, get the fuck out.
It's not so hard to die.
someone's bound to go insane.
And it eased his mind.
father sat there in a chair, and he made his last request. Why the room's dark just like this, and an overdose just hovering in the air. Oh, the life of lost all is fine, and now there's not one thing that can be done but to trade in his phone, let it go on the GI Bill for a flag draped casket on some local hero's hill. Now, actually, can you imagine the night before your wedding? Is this what you would be doing? I don't know. Well, you can't go by me, actually. I've been married twice. The night of my first marriage, my wife and I went into Manhattan and went to five movies on that afternoon. Now that's my idea of a good time. As opposed to a close friend of mine who's much more twisted than I am. On his honeymoon night, he wrapped his wife in saran wrap. Well, things are slow tomorrow night, David. You have a couple of things you could do. Me. So I'd like to play two songs that look at the upside of marriage and the downside of marriage. Because you didn't actually get married yet. And so this first song is from my second album and my second marriage. And this is really a depressing song. Maybe I shouldn't play it. No, he was a cruel man, but fair. We have to look at both sides of the issue in this time of election. I had a great joke, but I decided not to tell it. I screwed it up because I should have said it at the beginning of the conceptual part of this piece. I'll save it for later. So I will. I'll play this really depressing song. I don't care. But I mean, you have to look at both sides of the issue. You really do. Maybe we won't get married tomorrow. You can thank me. This is called, I wrote this in 1968, and I was still married at the time. I think this is the beginning of the end. You ever wonder, you know, when these guys write these songs and put them on their albums, you know, what their girlfriends think about these songs, you know, or wives think about these songs. So this is called The Great American Marriage / Nothing. It's got kind of like a Keith Jarrett intro. Nothing is wrong, oh, but nothing is right. Days filled with nothing, and nothing at night. We once had something. Nothing to do. Nothing at night. just a really sad fucking song. I think they should only pay $6. Yeah. Okay, now the other side of the issue. This song is kind of a protest song. This was not on any of my records. I didn't know what to do with this song after I wrote it. I couldn't play it for anybody and say, you should really record this song. I think that's how it was out of my mind. They think that anyway. So I just saved it and I just play it live once in a while. But I stayed up all night writing the song. That's unusual because it usually takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get it out of me when I'm writing a song. And then I take a week to edit it and make sure it's right before saying, okay, this is it. But this one took all night. The reason I think it took all night is because after I wrote each line, I cracked up. I really entertained myself all night with this song. And then there was about six people living in the house when I lived in this song. And I finished about 6:30 in the morning, and I woke them all up and said, come hear this new song, come on. Not the best audience it had for yeah. But, you've got to be a better audience than that. But like I said, this is a protest song, and what this is protesting against is the concept of when you go to see a film, of like, for instance, if, say, Daryl Hannah and Mickey Rourke were lying in the surf, embracing passionately, but the waves went over them, and the camera kind of like caught that, and then the camera always either goes to the left or the right or beyond them to more crashing waves or seagulls flying, pigeons, whatever. And I don't go along with that, because that's not what life is all about. So in this song, the camera stays on them the entire time until the washcloths. And this is called a new fashioned love song. And this is the other side of the coin from the other song.
Shared my covers, but I want you.
I get someone to do the dishes and someone to wash my clothes, and I'd take you back. I wouldn't give you no flack off. We'd make a goodness known, and I'll be glad to have you back if you just bring the dog. And my silk shirt you stole, we'll patch things up the way they were, and we'll play some rock and roll. Okay, that's for Bailey and Danny. Okay, now I'm going to do something for myself. This might be a little painful for all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's one of their songs. Well, I've been listening to those guys for years, and now everybody likes them. That's great. They have to go back and get the other albums, though. I don't know what the names of them are, but... Yeah, I remember the old days. I used to write songs for a living. For a living. It wasn't a very good living. But it was a living. From around 1960 to 1965, I wrote with these two other guys. Three of us all together. And in those days, when we turned on the radio, take it easy now. Was that a soft drink? Huh? Okay, don't talk to me. I can deal with it. Anyway, in those days when you turned on the radio in the early 60s, there was nothing but crap. Put on one station, crap. Change the dial. And the black station, black crap. Spanish station, Spanish crap. You just couldn't win. There was no FM except for classical music. I don't listen to that. I'm sorry. So, in order to make a living writing songs in those days, we had to write. Well, we were really good at it. I must say. So we have this little room that they had for us in this publisher's suite of offices, and it had what was a very small room that was about the size of this piano. It really was. It had a piano in it that was about the size of this guitar. And we'd go in there every day, the three of us, and we had fake white cork bricks on the wall and no window. I remember that because I used to pick at the bricks. So I was always sitting at the piano. See, they wrote the words and I wrote the music. The two of them wrote these words, I don't know. Beyond me. And there was like a door that locked from the outside. And we'd go in there every day from about noon to 8 and write hundreds of these songs. I pretend that we were 13-year-old girls. That was the gig. We got into it. The gig, not the 13-year-old. Never got into a 13-year-old girl. I thought I'd done everything. Songs. And in those days also, everyone that made records was named Bobby. Bobby Benton, Bobby B, Bobby Cooper, Bobby Rydell, Bobby Comstock. And there's millions of Bobbies. So they wrote for all the Bobbies, you know. And Bobby B had a song called Please Don't Ask About Barbara. We write a song called Ask About Linda. We write all these follow-up songs. The angels had my boyfriend's back, we drive my boyfriend's front. We had it covered from all angles. And so during this time period, we had two chart records. That's a pretty good average.
He probably wrote about 300 songs.
One of them was This Diamond Ring by Gary Lewis on the Playboys. Whoever clapped for that is sick. Think about this tonight, like on an astral plane. It took three people to write that song. Nellie Rourke. And just as This Diamond Ring was coming down the charts from number one, that was number one, it knocked You've Lost That Loving Feeling out of number one. There's no justice. Just as it was trailing down the chart at about 15 after having been one, we had this other one coming up that was called I Must Be Seeing Things by Gene Pitney. That's not too well known, that one. But it's as bad as This Diamond Ring was. I'm surprised it wasn't number one. Isn't that my girl? And is that my best friend? Aren't they walking much too close together? And it don't look like they're talking about the weather. It gets worse from there. So, and then we had some ridiculous records that I know you never heard, but I have in my collection that just, if I ever get depressed, I just go looking through these. It's just unbelievable the people that record the songs that I love. There's Going Through the Motions by Keeley Smith. A Young Man's Fancy by Tommy Sands. Oh yeah. And then we had a record called When Love Flies Out the Window by Jimmy Durante. I remember that because on the flip side of When Love Flies Out the Window was Jimmy Durante with a choir, a whole big choir, white choir, singing This Train, the folk song. This train that carried over. One of the funniest things you've ever heard in your life. I have that record. I wrote the other side. I mean, you may not know this, but I've led a very interesting life. I've done some really silly things. Which leads me to this next song. We decided to write a song for Johnny Cash in those days, because he was making it real big. But we didn't know anything about country and western. So we wrote like a pseudo country and western song. And as time has gone by, I've discovered that it didn't make any difference because a pseudo country and western song is the same thing as a country and western song. Just getting my sound. So this song, this is another one, but in this one you can really hear three guys writing this song, you know what I mean? The other ones, you know, but just listen to the words to this song. Three Jewish guys locked in a room on West 56th Street in Manhattan at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Wrote this, this is pretty authentic. It's a real shit kicker. I bought you the shoes. You're walking away in those bright royal blues. You're going astray. I want you to shoot more. on the day that we married, only to lose the woman they've carried. Well, I should have known that someone who owns such beautiful shoes would turn right around and walk out of town with a new love and a new pair of shoes. Well, I should have known the son who owns a beautiful shoe would turn right around and walk out of town with a new love in a new pair of shoes. Thank you. Recently, this really great writer and blues singer passed away. Well, was a big favorite of mine. It wasn't that well known. His name was Percy Mayfield. And he wrote Hit the Road Jack for Ray Charles. That was his real big claim to fame. But he wrote many other great songs. And I want to play one tonight for him. Baby, please don't walk out on me, because I really love you. Somebody else might not really love you. So baby, please don't walk out on me. Baby, please stop being so mean to me, because I really love you. Somebody else might not love me, so baby, please stop being so mean to me. Thank you. I don't remember that. Here's a song from the Blues Project. This is the first song after that whole period I was talking about. I wrote those songs with those guys. This was the first song I wrote by myself. Really meant a lot to me. It's not that good, but it's like my liberation song. It's sort of Dylan-esque, as it were. Actually, it's really Dylan-esque. But this is before Bob and I were like this. This is before I even, I did know Bob. I call him Bob. And this is an advice song. This was an advice song from my first wife. It's called Fly Away. Okay, from the fake Dylan to this. Thank you. Now, of course, the moment you've all been waiting for. First of all, I'm getting a ring in the monitors. And I'm not even getting married. It's audience participation time! I can tell here. Wait a second. Okay. Now I can tell you're a sing-along crowd. It's written all over your Nikes. I'm not gonna like teach you this song or anything like that. I mean, I have to draw the line somewhere, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you, at the end of the last verse, it goes, la, 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 la. And I was hoping that perhaps you, the audience, could pick up on that and give us a few la-las, you know what I mean? So I'll warn you when it's coming up. But meanwhile, thank you. for the summer comes and shines in my back door someday. I said the summer comes and shines in my back door someday. Sickest people that ever made records. And I'm still here. And I can prove how sick they are. So about 1975, when I was really into it, now I'm a little lazy, this new piece of machinery came out called a harmonizer. And what this did was, whatever signal you put into it, it would speed it up or slow it down in real time. So if you played on the piano, if you went on the piano and you sped up the harmonizer, it would play in exactly the same time. Like that. Or, so if it went lower, it didn't slow down or anything, it would play it in the same exact time, which is an amazing concept electronically. And so the first thing I did is I put my voice through it. So if I, you know, said, "Hi, how are you?" it would sound like,
"Hi, how are you?"
Or, "Oh, how are you?" like that, except much better, because it's done electronically. And then I hooked it up to the telephone, so that only my voice would be affected, and the person on the other line wouldn't, on the other end. And then I called thousands of people up and recorded it. And perhaps the funniest one of all of them is when I called my parents up, because they didn't know who it was. And I played it for all it was worth. And I used to really hate my parents for many years, until I saw this program on television called All in the Family. And then I realized that I had been wrong all these years. My problem was that I took them seriously. They were a fucking scream. Maybe this can work for you. I mean, when I talk to my parents on the phone, my mother can make me drop the phone at least once a conversation, howling with laughter. I mean, you know, if you think about it, you know, your parents could have their own series. I know mine could. So, I brought this tape along tonight to play for you, because I think you'll really enjoy it. And I think you'll find a little or a lot but you're both parents in it. I think it's very universal. Although, my history is I've always put my parents through incredible shit. And this time is no exception. So I'm going to play it for you, and while it's playing, I'm going to go downstairs and shoot up, and I'll be back in a moment. So could you play the tape, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Natalie Cooper?
Yes.
Is Samuel Cooper there?
Who is this?
This is Clayton.
Wait a minute.
Samuel Cooper?
Hello?
Samuel Cooper?
Yes.
This is Clayton. We are holding your son ransom in a flying saucer. We will meet you at the east corner of Springfield Boulevard and Union Turnpike. We will be dressed as ordinary people. We will know who you are. Do you read us?
I don't need it either.
This is Clayton.
Who is this?
We are not.
Well, in that case, here you go.
How did this make your voice get like that?
Well,
it's just a little machine that you push the button, and that's all you have to do with it.
And it goes back to your regular voice.
What are you doing?
It's magic. I am a spy.
What's new?
Oh, not much.
Come on, talk regular. You know what you're doing.
No, I am actually here. United Artists
representation.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Bob.
Come on, talk regular.
I am talking regular. It's the machine that's not talking regular. I'm trying to, but it's
not a very easy process.
You're wasting a lot of money.
It's not my money.
The record plant
running.
Oh, you're in the record plant now?
No, whatever gave you that? I'm just sitting on the toilet at home.
You're right. I'm at the record plant here.
Possibly, no.
How long have you been there?
Oh, about 200 light years.
I've got to take a turn over at 3rd and Zard now.
I have to go back to work.
How long you stay?
Oh, probably
till my voice returns to normal.
Come on, we didn't know what you called for.
Just to amuse you.
Don't amuse.
Oh, well. You're cute.
Please, never.
have to go back to work now, really. I just called to make you laugh. I guess it worked.
Are you okay?
Well, can I sound okay? Okay, speak to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mommy.
That's it. I don't often do. And you'll see why.
leaving. You can say I told you so. Never hurt you, baby. You know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little love one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'd ever know. More than you'll ever know. You know where my paycheck went? You know I brought it home to my baby, and I never spent one round cent except for $20 for a water pump. Was there any way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone? I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. I'm not trying to be any kind of man. I'm trying to be somebody
weekend. God bless you. And I love you.